What if the voice in your head, the one narrating your life, defending your choices, explaining your feelings, is actually lying to you? Not maliciously, but constantly, creatively, and completely beyond your awareness. In the 1960s, neuroscientist Michael Gazzanica stumbled upon something extraordinary while studying split brain patients. When he showed the word walk only to a patient's right brain, they stood up and started walking. Asked why, their left brain, which never saw the command, instantly invented an explanation. "I'm going to get a Coke." The patient believed this completely. This wasn't confusion or memory loss. It was something far more unsettling. The left hemisphere functions as an interpreter that fabricates explanations for behaviors it doesn't understand, creating a seamless narrative that feels absolutely true. This mechanism doesn't just explain our actions, it constructs the very sense of I that seems to be living your life. What we call the self might be the brain's most elaborate fiction. The left brain interpreter builds reality using language and categories, but mistakes these mental constructs for reality itself. Philosopher Alfred Korzybski called this confusing the map with the territory. Try the Stroop effect. Look at the word red printed in blue ink and try to name the color. That struggle reveals how literally your left brain takes language, explaining why verbal abuse wounds as deeply as physical harm. Categories work similarly. Canada or Harvard University exist only as thoughts. The land and buildings remain whether anyone thinks about them or not. Yourself works the same way. The interpreter creates categories like successful person or good parent, then judges whether you measure up. This creates an impossible conflict, one imaginary part judging another. You become the only species capable of hating yourself, lying to yourself, believing in yourself, all because the interpreter turned its machinery inward and created an I that seems separate from everything else. Recognition brings freedom. When you see judgments as just my opinion rather than the way things are, you stop confusing the map with the territory. Your left brain excels at pattern detection, effortlessly turning marks into meaning. But this gift becomes a curse when turned inward. In one study, rats outperformed humans at predicting random light sequences because rats simply responded to frequency while humans invented non-existent patterns. We're pattern-seeking machines that see faces in clouds and conspiracies in coincidences. Dopamine, concentrated in the left hemisphere, amplifies this tendency. Increased dopamine makes skeptics suddenly see patterns and random noise. Under threat, pattern perception intensifies. Skydivers spot more patterns in random images before jumping than calm subjects do. The self defends against dissolution by strengthening its pattern-making abilities. The left brain creates the self-illusion like certain images create illusory triangles, by inferring something that isn't actually there. We define ourselves relationally: parent, introvert, American. These categories depend entirely on contrast with others. Notice throughout your day how many different selves appear: work self, home self, versions depending on who you're with. Between these selves are moments of complete engagement where the self vanishes entirely. Where is the self when nobody's thinking about it? When neuroanatomist Jill Bull Taylor's stroke disabled her left brain, her inner voice silenced and boundaries dissolved, she felt at one with the universe. This was right brain consciousness emerging from beneath the interpreter's chatter. While your left brain categorizes and separates, your right brain processes holistically, perceiving continuums rather than divisions, staying anchored in the present rather than sequencing time. This explains flow, being in the zone during sports or music. Time vanishes, ego disappears, actions happen without deliberation. You're experiencing reality directly, not thinking about it. Eastern traditions valued this state because living in abstractions, language, concepts, beliefs, means living in a dream world. Our suffering comes from forgetting stories aren't reality. Try this. Focus completely on one breath. Feel sensations as you inhale, hold, exhale. This brief moment wrests control from the chattering left brain. or perform activities for no reason, not for self-improvement or productivity, to bypass the left brain's need for purpose. The right brain also acts as fact-checker, generating aha moments when the left brain's stories drift too far from reality. Meaning emerges from your right hemisphere's holistic perception, not logical analysis. Viktor Frankl observed that concentration camp inmates with purpose survived longer. Research confirms this. Chasing happiness makes people less happy, while meaningful activities bring fulfillment despite discomfort. Your right brain possesses prajnaparamita, wisdom beyond wisdom. It's immediate knowing you can't explain, sensing tension upon entering a room, or having information on the tip of your tongue. Studies reveal intuition's validity. Participants' palms sweated when reaching for disadvantageous card decks after just 10 draws, while conscious understanding took 50 to 80. Your right brain detects patterns and sends gut-feeling warnings before your interpreter articulates why. Emotions, gratitude, and compassion are innate right brain functions. Dr. Taylor felt extreme compassion during her stroke when her left brain went offline. Complaining, objecting to reality, stems from the interpretive mind and breeds anxiety. Grateful people have more gray matter in right brain regions. Compassion involves the right temporoparietal junction, helping us understand others' perspectives. This explains instinctively running into burning buildings to save strangers, illogical to the interpreter, but natural to right brain consciousness. Creativity flows from the right brain's extensive connections, enabling novel associations. Einstein connected space and time. Ray Bradbury advised writers to get out of the way of intuition. If consciousness exists, where is it located? The rubber hand illusion reveals something startling. When a fake hand is tapped in sync with your hidden real hand, consciousness relocates so completely, you react with genuine pain when the fake hand is harmed. Your brain radically revises reality based on sensory input, suggesting consciousness is more fluid than we believe. Perhaps consciousness is more verb than noun, individual brains tapping into a larger field rather than generating it independently. Eastern philosophies suggest consciousness gives rise to matter, not the reverse. Consider this. God, being all-knowing, created a game by forgetting himself, becoming lost in each of us to experience adventure. Like a casino owner who must forget he owns the casino to truly enjoy gambling, perhaps our existence is this divine game of forgetting. Three paths forward exist. Continue believing the left brain is you, playing society's anxious game. Or pursue right brain consciousness through meditation, the path of saints. Or walk a middle path, meditating in the morning, cursing traffic in the afternoon, maintaining an inner smile, knowing every win depends on loss. Understanding the interpreter's mechanisms helps you take it less seriously, lessening suffering. To discover who you really are, turn inward to find the source of the I thought, not through labels, but as a feeling found in silence. By recognizing the interpreter's stories as just stories, you glimpse what Eastern traditions call your true nature, consciousness itself, unbounded by artificial boundaries. As the Zen axiom states, no self, no problem.